Lecture 5, A Succession of Empires.
Well, hello again, and welcome to the fifth of our lectures on the foundations of Western civilization. The last time we talked in particular about the Hebrews. Today we're going to turn to a succession of great empires, in particular, and in the first place, the Assyrians, who conquered the Hebrew kingdom of Israel, then to the Neo-Babylonians, who conquered the kingdom of Judah. And then we'll move on through a number of smaller imperial states to a consideration of the Persian Empire. In a certain sense, the theme of this lecture, the central point that we'll be tracking, is the building of larger and larger and larger states on the land of Mesopotamia, on the land of the Middle East, the land with which we began in Sumer in our second lecture. Now, the period of Phoenician and Hebrew independence then, and you'll recall perhaps my saying that this independence emerged because there was a kind of a gap between great imperial states. The Egyptians and Hittites had worn themselves out. The Assyrians had not quite come on the scene yet. But this period of independence for people like the Phoenicians and the Hebrews was brought to an abrupt end by the Assyrians, who built a very large empire indeed, the largest that had been built up until that time. Now, the Assyrians were a Semitic-speaking people who had been important in northern Mesopotamia in the second millennium B.C. They then declined for a period of years, and then after about 900 B.C., from their capital at Nineveh, they began a lightning series of military campaigns that created an empire stretching really from the boundaries of Persia, Iran to us, over to, and indeed, including the north of Egypt. Now, I've several times mentioned Semitic-speaking peoples. For example, I mentioned the Hyksos, and now I've mentioned this in connection with the Assyrians. And, of course, also the Hebrews spoke a Semitic language. It's important, perhaps, just to say here, so that in later lectures we can refer to it, that scholars now divide people historically around the globe by language groups. No longer do we try to divide them by races. No longer do we try to divide them by ethnicity. These are modern and constructed categories. They're not biological. They're not in the blood. You can't take somebody's blood and say, oh, that person.